Does your dog jump on people? Or do you have trouble with some other behavioral problem that you can't correct? I'm Mike Morgan of Mid-Michigan Kennels, and obedience starts here. For over 17 years, I've been training dogs for the law enforcement professional, and now that same quality training is available to you and your dog. Let me and my staff help you make your dog a better listener. We offer a large variety of classes.
Let Mid-Michigan Kennels help you, too. Call today for a consultation at 517-663-2530, 517-663-2530.
There is nothing wrong with your radio. Do not attempt to adjust it. We are controlling transmission. We will control the frequency. For the next 3 hours, sit quietly and we will control all that you hear. You are about to participate in a great adventure.
Now, more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, present Jack Ebling and Tom Crawford.
Great morning, Mid-Michigan. Jack Ebling here with Tom Crawford. The Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. Merry Christmas, Tom.
Merry Christmas to you, Jack.
Wrapped up a whole weekend of college football, starting Thursday, goes all the way through Monday night.
Yeah, we have a game tomorrow. Texas Tech is playing on Sunday because the NFL doesn't start till next week. So
started on Thursday with a very happy Dave Benton. Central Michigan and Dan Enos get off to a great start.
They take on Rick Mahorn's Hampton Pirates. Is that it?
There you go.
That's the only thing I know about Hampton, Rick Mahorn.
Yeah, and this game was so lopsided that some Central fans decided, not worth going. They had other things to do.
Well,
and,
they left early in the fourth quarter. It was raining, but it's a good win. And now they play Temple on Thursday.
Temple.
Get it?
That was Temple's bad. Really good.
Was that too early for that kind of pun?
Dave Temple's good, right? They're going to – no, maybe not. I thought maybe Al Golden would
Al
have that
Golden's
team ready
to a go. Good coach.
Yeah, that was a close game, a very close game. Villanova's good, too. Villanova's been a –
That'd be a heck of a basketball game more than a football game. Nova
Big
and Temple.
Big five game, right, in the Palestra. Play in the parking lot of the Palestra.
Exactly.
A lot of high school football, and we fanned out over the four of us in studio with our producer, Scott Eckersley, and super intern, Andrea Nelson, saw seven games.
Seven games.
Seven games, four of us.
Wow. What did you learn from those seven games?
I learned that Lansing Catholic is really good, and I didn't see that. And I learned that DeWitt and Portland, two very good teams. Too bad one of them had to lose.
But you know what? Just like when we get into college football, it's too early to tell.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you why.
You're right. You're
I'm
absolutely
gonna,
right.
Here's why I'm going to tell you why. Okay. Okemos beats... Eastern last night. Okay, Eastern played DeWitt. Well, I mean they got beat, but you know, I thought DeWitt, wow, they beat Eastern by that. But then Okemos beats Eastern, and Okemos barely beat
Waverly,
who got slaughtered by Sexton. And so
maybe Sexton is great.
I mean, this is the only thing I conclude a high school football thus far in the CAAC blue and all the divisions. Sexton is very good. Okay.
Grand Ledge is pretty good.
Grand Ledge is really good, I think. You know, that Granville, that's a good – that those are two quality known things, okay?
Right.
Holt's the best 0-2 team in the country probably, okay? And other than that – and Lansing Catholic is good because that's a – you know, that's a beating Fowlerville.
30-zip over Fowlerville.
Fowlerville's that's a good program overall, okay?
Yep.
Those are the only three – it's going to take another couple weeks here to figure out the rest of it, including DeWitt.
Well, you asked what I knew, and I didn't even mention Grand Ledger Sexton because I already knew that. I didn't learn it. But those two teams are very good at it.
Well, I'm talking about personnel coming back.
Yeah.
Because everybody had all these seniors coming back, but Grand Ledge was good last year when a lot of those kids were juniors. You know, obviously a lot of prominent players were juniors. So we'll find out in the next couple of weeks real quick.
We will talk a lot about the high schools between 8:30 and 9. We're going to have Matt Bird, Grand Ledge coach, and he is our coach of the week, not just for what happened Thursday. That opening win at Granville.
Yeah. That's a good program over there. I look at programs that are, you know, in particular in the western part of the state of Michigan where football is so emphasized and those are big schools, and so that's a quality win.
I really liked that score when I heard it. I'll tell you why. Last year at Ford Field, the western side of the state, West Michigan, seemed a little haughty and contemptuous for me. And it's like they're poking fun at Mid-Michigan.
Southeast Michigan.
Saginaw Valley. Right. You know, nice that you could show up, that kind of stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
How could you?
Because they had all the winners. I mean, face it, West Michigan has dominated Michigan high school football of late.
And EGR is a big part of that mix, obviously.
Right. And Granville has been good. And Rockford was good. And if Holt had beaten Rockford,
That was disappointing.
When you have 10 turnovers in 2 weeks, Tom, you can't win. You saw that last year in Ann Arbor.
I know. That was disappointing because now Holt's going to be really mad when they take on EL next Friday.
The injury issue there, I understand, with the quarterback. So we'll find out a little bit more about that. We'll talk with Matt Byrd at 8:35. We'll have our high school roundtable, and we'll talk about everything we saw at about 8:50. So we'll have a little bit of open line this hour, and then early in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to open the phone lines between about 9 and 9:30 and let the fans get in on some of this.
Predictions of
predictions,
what's going to
happen. Predictions, a lot of predictions today.
Expectations of the coming season, what's going to disappoint you, what's going to elate you.
We'll have our weekly predictions, give you another chance to be respectable. And we'll have our season predictions. Now, Scott Eckersley is actually trying to coach us. I don't know if this is possible. We may be uncoachable.
Oh, I'm uncoachable.
But he is. We're going to have our overall records for all the Big Ten teams, our Big Ten records, our standings a little bit later.
Oh, now we got the Facebook and all that stuff. We're going to be exposed. Is that where you're going to put it, Scott? Well, there's an idea I just threw in your head. Huh?
Don't give me any more ideas. No, that's good. That's very good. And, of course, you'll be heading down to the bigger house.
Yeah, the bigger
house. The stadium
house.
On Extends, as I like to call it.
It's going to be a wonderful day. You know why it's going to be?
Why?
The temperature.
Because it's 60 degrees. You
60.
Love it.
Usually sweating bullets game one. 90 degrees, you should be at the lake, and you got to be down in the big house. You know, college football starts.
Yeah.
Nothing worse.
You got your hoodie on. You're ready to go.
I'm ready to go. I like, you know, it's a little bit warm for me. 62, a little bit. I like 52.
Oh.
Winds under 10. But I'll tell you what, for an opener, it's outstanding.
Yeah, at least the fans won't be cramping. We've seen that before, too.
Exactly. They were crapping, too, as well as cramping.
Yeah, I've seen that before, too. Very interesting game. I would say Connecticut, Michigan, maybe one of the two or three most intriguing games of the weekend.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot of games that are going to be everybody's going to be riveted to.
A lot of people are looking at that Oregon State TCU game.
And Boise State Va-Tech.
Boise Va-Tech on Monday.
On Monday night. Those are the two things. Because they want to see if those teams are legitimate. Because once they get through for Boise State, they beat Va-Tech. Man, they're on cruise control. You know, because
they've got Oregon State.
Because they're rated so high.
Yeah.
You know, this goes back to why are they ranking. I go back to Jim Brandstetter, second Tuesday in October, what he says, then you throw the rankings out. Don't do it.
Well, in Michigan's case, that'd be a good thing because a lot of times they'd have two losses by then.
Of course, we're not ranked. They don't have the rankings out yet.
Lots to talk about, and we'll break down Michigan and Michigan State and the Spartans in action against Western Michigan. Happy birthday, Amp Campbell. Got a couple text messages from him yesterday, 35 today.
And coaching against his old team.
That's right.
That's got to be awkward.
When you come through the tunnel, just remember, go left.
Stage left.
Veer left. Do not go to the Michigan State bench. And he was going to show his team where he scooped up that fumble against Oregon and ran 85 yards.
I remember two things. I obviously remember the hit in Eugene where he got injured. Was that was against Oregon, right? When he has helmet down?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
And then he had the scoop and score in East Lansing.
That's right.
I mean, and those are the things that
27-20 win, and that was a winning touchdown.
And the comeback, and I was at that game. It was a real hot night. Remember that night? But it was good. It was a night.
Right.
Thursday night.
Right.
But that was a good, what a story. What a
classic. I love Amp Campbell. You know, he was a guy, Tom, when I went down to Sarasota. I was in Florida anyway. I was doing some things down there, and I said, I'm going to go see this kid because he was one of the top defensive backs in the country. When George Perlis signed him, it was a big deal here. It'd be an average recruit for Michigan, but it was a big deal here. And, he was cocky. He was going to come right in and play. And then he had academic issues, and he was a Prop 48, and he couldn't play. And then he got eligible, and he was heading in to that senior year in 98, when he got the neck injury. Once again, people, please, 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 learn how to tackle.
Well, I saw it again last night, and I remember it because I saw it live on TV. Eyes on target, eyelids up, You know, what you see is what you hit.
Exactly.
And
you can't see it, you can't tackle.
Yeah, Amp had his head down. And, you know, he's an outstanding football player. But sometimes, you know, it just that happens. And you had and look at the ramifications of that.
And that was maybe the most surprising outcome. And I've been surprised by Michigan State a lot over the last 41 years, and often in a negative way. But the most surprising outcome I have ever seen was the game after that. Michigan State had lost to Colorado State.
Oh, and yeah, and East Lansing. Right.
Got absolutely violated by Oregon. I mean, there should have been arrests, seriously. And then they come back home, and they're playing a Notre Dame team, which thinks it's going to win the national championship. And Amp Campbell, with the halo screwed into his head, comes out for the coin flip. That was one of the most electric scenes. Michigan State led 42-3 at the half of that.
That was that night game.
That was a night game.
Yeah,
I didn't think Michigan State would score 42 points in the next month.
What year is that? What year are we talking?
That was 1998.
98. Yeah.
And then he got a sixth year, which is very unusual. He had to petition. They said, well, this guy's never going to play again. But it was his fifth year. And they said, hey, if you can come back and play in a sixth year, we're not going to stop you.
I remember that night. That was the day that Michigan got slaughtered by Syracuse, 38-14.
Donovan McNabb.
Donovan McNabb had his way with the Wolverines. But, you know, you talk about that emotional moment. Michigan's going to have a very emotional moment today when Brock Mueller, who is the older brother, redshirt offensive lineman Elliot Mueller, is going to walk out of the tunnel. Walk, because he was in that car accident, was paralyzed. I don't know if you know that story or not, a couple years ago, and he's been working out hard. He's going to lead the team out, and that there's not going to be a dry eye in the audience, I'm sure.
We will tell that story and many, many more, and take your calls, 393-3700, 393-3700. You can listen live at 1320WILS.com, or you can catch the podcast if you are in the car tailgating. And you'd like to hear some segments later. When you get back, you can do that as well. We'll be back in just a couple of moments. We'll take your calls. We'll talk with Matt Bird, Mark Snyder of the Detroit Free Press, Larry Lage of the Associated Press. We hope Larry Caper Sr., father of Michigan State running back Larry Caper, former Western Michigan star. Much, much more on the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILS. Hi, Jack Ebling here with my good friend Matt Sloan of Graf Chevrolet. Matt, we all...